Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi with Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you another episode in the Dog Days of Podcasting. This is Thursday, August 21st, day 21 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and I am here with another daily update. I'm going to give you a bonus song because Paul Mackey mentioned a song on there that I had that I forgot I had, and I'll play that for you after the regular song. How's that for you? Okay. Well, first, I want to let you know that my daughter and son-in-law did, in fact, they did get their luggage in London. So good news there. Good news, everyone. I better practice that. It's coming up soon. Had a nice conference call today with Jace Benson from our ServiceNow community. He's putting together a conference in October, a virtual conference on October 17th. And he's asked me to speak and be a co-MC and a couple other things. So we're just having a regular status meeting, keeping things moving along. And I said, hey, are you recording these? And they said, yes, yes, we are. They're using a software called Ring Central to coordinate and manage the schedules and have a stage and everything. It's pretty cool software made by the same people or used to be for the same parent company as StreamYard, which many of you are familiar with. So lots of capabilities there. And I said, do you have a YouTube channel? I said, what are you going to do with the recordings? He said, well, I thought, you know, since the people presented, I'd let them have first dibs at the content if they wanted to post it to their own channels. I said, that's cool. But let's work on building some brand around this because people are going to go, I couldn't attend. Where can I watch? Let's have these all available. So we created a YouTube channel today for the conference and among other things. It was good call. Also had a call right after that with my part-time boss. Well, I'm part-time. He's a full-time boss. Just doing a regular catch-up since I just finished a course and then going to DragonCon and catching up with Lisa and Grantis and all that kind of stuff. So lots of stuff happening there. The class is done. I mentioned I finished the scripting class. I will see these people again on September 8th. And they said, oh, it's the last day. I said, well, no, we'll be seeing each other in a couple, 3 weeks. They said, yeah, but the other instructors won't be giving us concerts during lunch hour. Well, did you ask? You know, every instructor's got their own thing. I know there's a guy named Glenn who does magic tricks, and I guess now ukulele concerts at lunch hour are my thing. And since I have an app that lets them make requests, that makes it even more fun, at least for me. Big news in the tech market today, Notion, the application I use to keep my life in order, now has an offline capability. I know this may sound kind of passe to some of you. Evernote has had it for years. I had an offline folder for the things that I needed just in case I was out of the country or on a cruise or something and didn't have Wi-Fi. I would still have access to those important documents that I had in that folder. Well, Notion runs on a database and I can sync the entire database. Now, this is common for a lot of things like OneDrive and Dropbox and they don't store everything always on your local drive. You have the option of storing it in the cloud, and then it appears that there is a directory, and then when you need something, it downloads it from the server, from the cloud. And that saves storage on your system while still maintaining the illusion that you have access to everything. But when you're offline, you don't, and you know, somehow, some say there's a little cloud icon next to your file to say, it's not really here, it's in the cloud. And if it doesn't have a cloud, it's on local. Notion, you have to identify which pages or databases you want to sync locally. So it's as simple as flipping a switch. I need to do a little more research to find out exactly what is synced, what's not synced, how do automations run, what content blocks are available, and so on and so forth. So just got to do a little more research on that to build what I had in Evernote, so to speak, so that I've got important documents that I need with me, or I can jot down ideas or create tasks on the fly. So looking forward to that. That's a good feature. It's probably the number one requested feature. Second important one I've heard is a little more granular security, particularly for contractors who want to grant access to their clients to certain parts of their databases. Right now, it's kind of a you are a guest or you have access and you can't really put multiple clients in one database, or all the clients see each other's client data, and that wouldn't be good. And you don't want to make a client database for every client because then you have to be accessing multiple databases. Anyway, enough Notion talk. If anybody is interested in Notion or is using it, please let me know. Let's get on with the primary song today, the original song. This is a request. It was originally anonymous, and Donna said, oh, that's from me. I am doing What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong, in my best Louis Armstrong.
As the trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
Okay, storm is coming. I'm going to do a really quick song. Since Paul Mackey mentioned Ren and Stimpy and Stinky Weasel Teats and Happy Happy Joy Joy song, here's your bonus song.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal Stinky Weasel Teats. And this is a song about a whale. No, this is a song about being happy. That's right, it's the Happy Happy Joy Joy song.
Happy Happy Joy Joy, 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 Happy Happy Joy Joy Joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right, I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, 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 joy.
If you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but why didn't you believe me? Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, 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 happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
There we go. I am going to get out of here because there is a storm coming and I need to sign out before I potentially lose power. I don't know. Tomorrow morning is Switch Out the Network Equipment Day. I'll let you know how that goes. If I create a podcast, you'll know it worked. Okay. Till then, take care, stay safe, and remember, I love ya. Bye.